Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family often use strong imagery to wake us up. Today, he gives us one of the most serious warnings about prayer. He says, do not waste it, do not undermine it, do not underestimate it. And if you do, you will be gathered with some of the worst figures in history. Let me read this verse. Do not waste your prayers, for whoever wastes their prayer, or call it like undermine or underestimate their prayer, Allah will gather them with Qarun, Pharaoh, and Haman. I will tell you about them. So this is not a minor warning. Qarun, the one who was consumed by his wealth and arrogance, Pharaoh, the tyrant who claimed divinity, Haman, the advisor who supported oppression, these are not small sins, right? These are not small like evil people. These are the ultimate examples of pride, corruption, and rejection of truth. Why would wasting prayer lead to being with them? Because prayer is the foundation. When you neglect it, everything else begins to collapse. Prayer is what connects you to God. It's what reminds you of your purpose. It's what keeps you from falling into arrogance and oppression. The Prophet is saying, if you don't protect your prayer, you're on a path that leads to the same spiritual state as those who opposed God. It's not that missing a prayer makes you equal to Pharaoh. It's that the pattern of neglect, of placing your own desires above God's commands, that can take you there over time. Psychologists talk about the slippery slope, how small compromises lead to larger ones. Neglect prayer once, it's easier to neglect it again. Then you stop caring, then you lose connection, then other values weaken. The Prophet is warning us to stop at the first step. Protect your prayer before the slide begins. So what does wasting prayer mean? It can mean neglecting it entirely. It can mean delaying it past its time without excuse. It can mean praying without presence, just moving through the motions, letting your mind wander, and letting the prayer become empty ritual. All of these are forms of wasting, undermining, underestimating. You're performing the action, but you're not receiving its benefit. The prayer is there, but it's not doing its work. Connecting you to God, purifying your heart, protecting you from evil. The Prophet is saying, don't let that happen. Prayer is your lifeline. If you cut it, you're adrift. And adrifting and drifting leads you to dangerous places. So he gave us this warning out of love. He doesn't want us to end up in the company of those who reject the truth. Prayer is your protection. Don't waste it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.